Did you know you may have lost money that's waiting for you from bank accounts, investments, lost superannuation, or unpaid Medicare benefits? There are some simple things you can do to find out if there's any money owed to you and how you can get it. Services Australia's Community Information Officer, Justin Bott, has joined us to talk about how we might have some lost money and what we should do about it. Hi, Justin. It's great to have you back in the new year.
Hi, Mark. It's great to join you and your listeners in 2025.
All right. So how do we lose our money? How can my bank account get lost?
Yeah, so what we're talking about here, it's sort of like I've got money somewhere and I may have even forgot I had it. And I've forgotten for years. We're not talking about I've lost money because investments have gone bad, but it's actually lost track of the things that I own. So moneysmart.gov.au explains that you can have money from lost bank accounts, lost shares, lost investments, and life insurance policies. And they become lost when you might move house, you begin to update your details with your financial institutions or companies. Now, bank accounts become unclaimed after 7 years if the account is inactive. So if there have been no deposits or no withdrawals in 7 years, life insurance policies become unclaimed 7 years after the policy matures, and again, it hasn't been claimed. So basically, if you've got accounts that you haven't done anything with and they've just been sitting there, once 7 years have passed, they are deemed to be lost, and it all goes from there.
So is there anything we can do? Can we still get our money if it's lost?
With the bank accounts and life insurance policies, after that 7 year period of time, the money in these accounts gets transferred to the Commonwealth of Australia's Consolidated Revenue Fund, which, you know, just rolls off the tongue. Now, if you're the rightful owner, you can then claim it all back at any time, and there's no time limit on the claims. It even has the ability to get interest paid on your unpaid money as well. Now, it is actually quite quick and easy to see if you've got any unclaimed money sitting there. The MoneySmart website, which is moneysmart.gov.au, it's got a tool called Find Unclaimed Money. So pretty clear what it does. The Find Unclaimed Money tool not only shows you if you've got any money missing, but also then tells you what steps you need to go to be able to claim it.
Well, that's good to know. So it would be a good idea for everyone to check out moneysmart.gov.au. Search for Find Unclaimed Money to find out if we have lost investment money. Is this where we go to check out our super as well?
No, super is actually different. It's not through MoneySmart, but it's through the Australian Taxation Office. So the ATO looks after super. You can have lost super. It's the money, obviously, where that your employer puts aside while you're working to look after your retirement. And we might not know that sometimes the super fund can lose track of us. So that means that when we actually look at retirement, we didn't realise that there is still some money there waiting for us to take access and take advantage of. Now, we lose super, again, by doing things like changing address and bank accounts, jobs, phone numbers, that sort of thing, without actually letting the fund know. Now, I had a friend who, and this is a few years ago now, who had 9 separate jobs in 3 years, which meant at the time 9 individual superannuation funds. Now, thankfully, the rules have changed, and I can now, through SuperChoice, go to any employer and say, or most employers, I should say, and say, I want you to put money into this super fund, so I've got more control. But at the time, you didn't have that choice, and you just went where your employer wanted your superannuation to go. So who has the ability to keep track of 9 different superannuation funds?
So what does happen? What do we need to do to find out if we have lost any superannuation?
So it's lost if you are on contactable and the fund hasn't received contributions or a rollover for 12 months, or it's inactive and there's been no contributions or rollovers for 5 years. If that's the case, then the funds may transfer the money over to be held by the Australian Taxation Office, and it's held by the ATO until, again, it can be claimed, paid out or rolled over. Now, in this case, in the same way that you go to MoneySmart, in this case you go to the ATO. So if you access your ATO online account through MyGov, once you're there, use the Super Health Check tool that you'll find in your ATO MyGov account. That can tell you all your existing superannuation balances. It can tell you any super that you might not have been aware of. And it also has the ability to consolidate those funds if that's something that you want your superannuation to do. If you're not an online sort of person, you can also call the Australian Taxation Office directly. You ring them on 132865. That's 132865 for their automated Lost Super fine of the boat line. Now, you don't need a lot of details about yourself and the fund if you're going to use that option, so make sure you get as much of your history as you can. They also have a phone on their a form on their website that you can download, fill in, and then mail back to the ATO as well. So the ATO is the place that you go to get that, find your lost superannuation. Information on their website for the tool is on your MyGov account linked to your ATO record.
So say we do find other funds we may have forgotten about. I imagine that one of the options we'd have would be to merge the funds and add the money, the lost money, to our existing fund.
Well, I'm not in a position to say whether this is or isn't the right thing to do. So we're not in a position to give advice, but it is an important decision. And there's a lot of different implications about the decision about should I keep separate funds or should I merge them into one. You're looking at things like investment performances, fees, but also insurance policies that may be associated with different funds that you might not have in others. So there are actually some potentially big issues about the idea of consolidating superannuation. So I'd recommend that you at least be speaking to our financial information service, which is giving us a ring on 132300. That number again is 132300. That's a free information service that can explain the different implications of the different superannuation funds. You can obviously always talk to your financial professional as well. There's definitely going to have an impact on the fees. So as a minimum, if you're consolidating the funds, you're going to be paying less in the way of fees. But fees is just one aspect of the picture. That's not the total picture. And it might well be very good to pay less on fees, but if you end up missing out on a significant life insurance policy because you closed that superannuation fund, then that's a big issue as well. So a bit of talk and a bit of research and maybe getting a bit of advice might help.
101.7 We've talked about investments and superannuation. The last one to look at is Medicare. I understand there are lots of Australians who may have unpaid claims waiting to be paid.
Yeah, so right now across Australia, there's about $262 million in unpaid Medicare benefits, and that belongs to just under a million Australians, and we want to get it to them. And this is not just an older Australian thing where they may not be doing their paperwork. This is across the board. Every generation has got people that have got money in Medicare waiting to be paid for them. In fact, the largest group of people that have their unpaid Medicare benefits are actually young Australians between the ages of 18 to 24. There's about 230 or so thousand of those. Now, the good news is it is actually really easy to check if you're one of those with an outstanding Medicare balance. If you have already linked your Medicare account to MyGov and you have benefits owing, then we've actually tried to be sending you a message because we've been trying to get onto these people to say, look, we owe you money, but we need details correct to make that happen. Your Medicare online account, if you do have it linked up, will actually tell you how much you're owed and if you are owed any money. And most of us have already got our Medicare account linked to MyGov because we needed it during the pandemic for proof of vaccination. So you've probably already got the tool on your phone. Just go in and have a look and see if there is potentially any money owing to you.
That's a lot of money you talked about. What do people need to do?
It's actually really simple. And if people started now, by the time we've finished this interview, they'll actually found out and potentially fix things up. So it's a simple process. It only takes a couple of minutes. Really, the problem is that we just don't have your proper bank account details. So the Medicare account that you have, you haven't registered any bank account details with us at all, or the ones that we have are old and out of date. And because we don't know what bank to put the money into, we can't put the money anywhere. And that's why we've basically got it sitting in our coffers waiting to be paid. It could be something like you would know when you change your bank account, there are so many different people you need to tell you've changed your bank account. You'd have things like Netflix subscriptions and Spotify subscriptions and internet costs and direct deductions for left, right, and whatever. And often it's not until a month has gone by when somebody writes to you and says, hang on, we haven't been paid, that you find out there's yet another person that you need to tell that your bank account is different, and Medicare might not be the first one that you have on that list. So if you do go to your MyGov, select Medicare, once you're in your Medicare online account, go to My Details, and then select Update Now. Confirm your bank details are correct. It's all you need to do. If your bank details are wrong, when you correct them, if there is any Medicare money that's owed to you, that'll be paid within 3 working days. So all we need is that updated bank account details. Once you've corrected that, we're ready to pay the money out to you, and it's just waiting for you to tell us about it. If you want to find out more, servicesaustralia.gov.au, and then search Get Medicare Benefits.
And what about those people who aren't tech savvy?
Well, the first thing is I'm going to encourage people who think that they aren't tech savvy to see is this something they can be, because most of us do have smartphones with the ability to do the business work there in the palm of our hand, but we might not be feeling as confident in negotiating or navigating through the systems as could be. So first thing I want to remind your listeners is that if you do have a smartphone or a tablet, some other electronic device, then we can help teach you how to use it effectively and actually do your business with Services Australia. So you can make an appointment at your local service centre to sit down with somebody from 15 minutes to 45 minutes to learn practically on your phone how to navigate our system and do it better. So that invitation is always there for people who just don't feel completely comfortable. Then we can help you and coach you to push you over the line. But in saying that, there is always going to be people that just isn't not appropriate to use those sorts of services. So, of course, you can give us a call. Ring Medicare on 132011. That's 132011. And then just check the bank account details are correct. If they're not, with a couple of questions to make sure that we're comfortable you're who you say you are, we will then be able to update those bank account details for you. And again, the money will be in your bank account within 3 business days.
Now, how does it happen? Why is there such a large amount sitting unclaimed?
Well, we talked about I may have changed my bank account and forgot about Medicare on the list of people I need to update. So it's a bit like Lost Super in that people don't realise this money is out there. And if you're anything like me, you go to the doctor, you give your Medicare card, they bill you the full amount, and then they say the money will be in your bank account within 3 days, and you never look to see if it's actually. And so you don't even realise that it's not actually there and that something has gone wrong. So the claim is done, all the paperwork is done, because the doctor's surgery has done it all on your behalf, but we can't actually fork out the money because, again, we haven't got the right bank account to it. Correct? Now, I'm also going to say that of these 3 things, the lost bank accounts, the lost superannuation and the Medicare health payments, I have tried all 3 of them, and I have had no luck on any of them, so they haven't worked for me. But hopefully there would be a benefit for, if not anybody that's listening right now, remember this is multi-generational. This is a problem. So you might be fine, but can the same be said for your friends, for your family, for your kids, your grandkids? So have a look. Check it out for yourself. If you're all good, spread the message, because we want to get that money out to people that it's owed to, and we just need them to give us the correct details to make that happen.
Right. Well, let me summarise. It's entirely possible people listening to this conversation may have some money in any of those places, the lost bank accounts and investments, lost superannuation and unpaid Medicare benefits. People should remember to go to MoneySmart or the ATO websites to find out more, and make the MyGov account linked to Medicare to update their bank account details. Justin, thanks for letting us know those 3 tips. I'm sure some people will find a little bonus sitting waiting for them.
I absolutely hope so. And thank you, Mark, again for having me. It's great to be back in 2025.
Capital, your community radio.